Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Senate Bill 93 seeks to modernize South Dakota's current graduated driver's license system. The bill has passed out of the state Senate with approval headed to the House. Marilyn Buskell is the manager of public and government affairs of AAA of South Dakota, and she joins us to discuss Senate Bill 93 and teen driving safety. Marilyn, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us a little bit about this legislation and what exactly it does.
Well, last spring, there was a group of safety partners that came together. We're called the Young Driver Protection Coalition. And we've been working throughout the state with law enforcement, first responders, hospitals, safety organizations to modernize the current graduated driver licensing system in South Dakota, because what we've learned is that the scientific research that has been done has shown that it isn't the youth of the driver that's the problem, it's the inexperience. So what we're proposing to do with Senate Bill 93 is we would like to see the 12-month instruction period. We would like to see a 12-month instruction period. Right now, it's only 6 months. And then we would like to see a passenger limit when the teen has received their restricted minor permit. Because what we have found is teen drivers are nearly twice as likely to die in a crash when they have multiple young passengers in the vehicle. So this is really a safety issue, not only for the teen learning to drive, but for all road users.
So as I look outside the weather today here in Sioux Falls, there was a whole lot of snow. And the difference in South Dakota between 6 months and a year is not only the length of time, but what sort of road conditions you're going to have to drive through. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, absolutely, because if a teen were to get their instruction permit, let's say, in the spring, they may never experience having to drive on ice or snow, which would be a whole different animal as far as trying to learn how to drive. So by giving them a 12-month instruction period, they're with an adult, they're with, their parent or another adult, to kind of guide them, because what we've found is humans learn complex skills like driving by doing rather than being told. And learning to drive is a lot like learning a continuous action sport like basketball or soccer or hockey. And drivers have to make quick judgment calls to navigate the road conditions and around other drivers. So that's the purpose of extending that instruction period.
What kind of support have you seen in South Dakota? Is it from lawmakers? Is it from school districts? Where's the support been coming from?
Honestly, parents are overwhelmingly supportive of this because they recognize that they want their teens safe and they want other drivers on the roadway safe as well. So we've gotten a lot of support from the medical community, absolutely, because, they see the results of crashes when teens have multiple passengers in the vehicle with them and that kind of thing. So we've honestly had a lot of support from lawmakers and law enforcement and nurses associations and fire departments, insurance companies, safety organizations. So overwhelmingly, we have felt that they've supported this initiative.
For other parents, the criticism is going to be it's a big burden to put on families because sometimes people they need that kid to drive. They need them to drive their siblings. What's your sort of response to the idea that this does, place an increased hurdle for folks who are trying to get their kids on the road as safely, but also as quickly as possible?
Right. Well, honestly, We have amended Senate Bill 93 with these three exemptions during the restricted permit. To and from a school or activity, and to and from work, and to and from church. So, and then the passenger restriction has been amended to that it does not apply to and from school. Those were the main hurdles we had to kind of, you know, jump over to get the Senate bill approved in the Senate. Mm. Now, I'm hoping that it's going to be heard in committee, in the House Transportation Committee, probably next week. So I'm hoping that it will pass out of committee and go to the House for a vote.
And Marilyn Busco with the Public and Government Affairs of AAA South Dakota. We've been talking about Senate Bill 93, which has passed through the Senate and is on its way to the House. Thank you so much for being here, Marilyn. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Lori.